We know what the past year has been, but we know not what tomorrow is. And we need the Lord. I need the Lord desperately. So I won't give all that I had on my heart, but I'm going to give part of it. And I'm trusting that it will be a blessing. We had a thought about war and how that we are facing a type of war. How that we have, in the past, I have said this, that we're fighting an unseen battle. I believe it's becoming more visible. At least we are seeing the effects of it. We are seeing people affected by the spiritual warfare that is going on. We see people, it is costing them their souls. But I want to talk to us tonight just for a little bit. Actually, I've had that song on my mind. I've enlisted in the service till I die. Anyone that is here that has given your heart and life to the Lord, we should do it for a lifetime. And if you'll look at that song sometime, I was specifically inspired with some of those verses. Everyone talking about a battle, about warfare. So, we want you to understand that the Lord is able to keep us. I want to mention the armor that you need to put on. We're familiar with that. I know we are. But the scripture tells us that, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the enemy, your adversary, the devil, who is a defeated foe. Thank the Lord. He is a deadly foe, seeking to devour you and me. Now I want to mention the armor just briefly. It says for you and I to take that armor upon ourselves. It is in these words. We're to take on truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, and the word. That's our armor. And when you and I we're covered with that, then we will go out and be protected and we'll be prepared for battle. We know that the scripture tells us what our weapons are. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. I'm still wanting to encourage you to face 2010. And what is going to be in this year, we don't know. I was reading in 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, about David's mighty men. And I found little phrases in there, and this is what I wanted to give to you. This is what his mighty men were identified as. It's their characteristics. They were helpers of the war. They could use both their right hand and their left hand. They were fit for the battle. They were mighty men of valor. They were ready armed. They were men of understanding of the times to know what to do. We need that. We need to be mighty men of war. We need to take on the whole armor. We need courage to go forward in whatever battle that you face this year. that you'll have some of these characteristics in your life. You'll be prepared for the battle, that you'll be fit for the battle, that you'll be a man, a woman of valor, that you'll be able to understand the times and to know what to do. They were expert in war with all instruments of war. They did not have a double mind, and all these men of war came with a perfect heart. You'll find that in the 12th chapter of 1 Chronicles. Now, if you will turn with me just for briefly to 2 Samuel, the 10th chapter, I want to look at verses 7 and 9 through 12. David here was seeking out his mighty men, verse 7, to go to battle. Verse 9 says, when Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he chose of the choice men to put them in array against the Syrians, and the rest of the people he delivered in the hand of his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. The Lord wants you and me to be in this army of the Lord, helping one another. When the battle is before and behind, let's always support one another in whatever capacity that we can. But let's be mighty men of war. It's verse 12 I want to leave with you. He said, be of good courage and let us play the man for our people and for the cities of God. 2010, we don't know what's before us. Let us be men and women that will stand in the gap for the people, for our families, for the church of God. That's what I want to encourage us for. I would like to just tell you a little part of Pilgrim's Progress. The song that was sung tonight of a battle-scarred soldier brought this to my mind. It was in the Christiana, the latter part of Pilgrim's Progress. They were traveling along and they came upon a man that was very bloody from his battle. And his name was Valiant for the Truth. And He had three opponents come against him, and he single-handedly fought three opponents. Now, before they started the battle, they gave him some choices, and they said, now, you can join us, or you can go back, or you can die. Die on the spot. He said, I choose not to join you. To go back is impossible. I will not go back. Therefore, I'll fight. Part of that I want to read to you. We may have some battles that we have to fight like Valiant for the Truth. In the coming months, in the years, we don't know what's before us. Let us prepare for the battle. Said he went into battle for some time. He fought till his sword did cleave to his hand as if the sword did grow out of his arm. And when the blood ran down from his fingers or to his fingers, he said, then I fought with most courage. Saints, we need courage to face whatever is before us. We need to be mighty men of war. We need to be fit for the battle. We need to have the armor. We need to have our sword sharp. We need to have a resolve that I'm going to fight. I'm not turning loose of my sword. And I'll fight to the end if I have to die on the spot. I will not join and I will not go back. Amen. Thank the Lord. I've got to tell you what he willed. If you read the story, you find that all of those characters, when they came down to the end of their life, they willed certain things to those that were left behind. And valiant for the truth, his sword, he said, I'll give my sword to him that shall succeed me. Every one of us can have a sword tonight. We don't have to be, even if we're weak, we can take a sword. It's ordained for us. It's the Word of God. Get acquainted with the Word of God. Hide it in your heart that you might not sin against God. Keep it ever present in your mind. It's your sword. It's what you're going to fight the enemy with this next year. Courage and skill. He said, my courage and my skill I give to him that can get it. Can you get it? Lay hold on it. Didn't Paul say, I fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished it. And he said, to lay hold on eternal life. How badly do we want to go to heaven? Is that a foolish question? Have a resolve. I am going to fight to the death. If necessary, I will not go back and I will not join. His last words. Oh, no, I'm leaving off the main part. My marks and my scars I carry with me as a witness that I have fought his battles, who will be my rewarder. Battle scarred soldiers. He is at the door. Let us endure to the end. Let us hold on and be faithful. Let us be mighty men of war. Do you know what his last words were? O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thank the Lord. Those were some of the thoughts that we had. If you would, I'd like for us to sing 103 out of the Blue Book. Keep on the firing line. Be encouraged, saints. The grace of God is as great today as it was at the beginning of last year, if not greater. Because he said, where sin doth abound, my grace doth much more abound. And thank you for listening.